ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be'ezus Hashem be on Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Dalet. The Gemara devotes the entire Daf Dalet to talk about the Machlekes Tanoim, whether we say Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMesiris. Now the Machlekes is, when we have a word in the Torah, that we were makabel Moshe Mesinai to read it a certain way. But the spelling of the word in the Torah is written as if it says something else, not the way we were makabel to read it. So the Maan de'Omer that says, Yesh Eim LeMikra, he holds that we're mefarish the pasuk according to the way that we were makabel to read the word. So Grash Yesh Eim LeMikra, Basar Kriya Azlinon, Dehu Iker. The Iker is the way we were makabel to read the word. And the Maan de'Omer Yesh Eim LeMesiris holds that the Iker is the way the word is spelled in the Torah, the way it's written. And in a case where the word is written differently than it's read, so are mitsyachis to the way it is written. And the Gemara brings down, Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Yechanan, that there are five Tanayim that hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, that we go according to the way it's read. Rebbe, Rebbe Yudah ben Royetz, Beis Shammai, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Kiva. And the Gemara goes on to explain all five Shitas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayetz says the Gemara, Titanya, Shalu Talmidim as Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayetz. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayetz in regards to Tumas Yeledas. The Pasuk says, Vim Nekeva Selet, an Isha that gives birth to Nekeva, Vitama Shvu'ayim Kenidasa. Now, usually, the way Shvu'ayim is spelled is with two yuds, but in the Torah it's only written with one yud. So that means to say the Mikra of the word is Shvu'ayim. But the Mesiris of the word, the way it's Nichtav, is as if it says Shivim. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayetz asked him, Ekra ani Shivim, Yachol tehein yeledes nekeva temeya Shivim. The Chayre, according to the way the word is written, it should come out that a yeledes nekeva should be tamei for 70 days. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayetz answered them at first, Amalehen, Tima v'tir b'zachar, v'tima v'tir b'nekeva. There are Yimei Tuma v'tahara by yeledes zachar, and there are Yimei Tumah v'Tahara by Yeledes Nekeva. Ma kishatir b'zachar b'nekeva kiflayim, af kishatimi b'zachar b'nekeva kiflayim. Just like we find in regards to the Yimei Tahara, that a Yeledes Nekeva is double than the amount of the Yimei Tahara of a Zachar, because by Yeledes Zachar, the Yimei Tahara are 33 days, but Yeledes Nekeva, the Yimei Tahara are 66 days. So too, in regards to the Yimei Tumah, the Yimei Tumah of a Nekeva are double than those of a Yeledes Zachar. And if a Yeledes Zachar is only 1 week, so a Yeledes Nekeva is going to be 2 weeks and not 70 days. That was Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayetz's initial teretz to his Talmidim. The Gemara goes on to say, La'achar sheyatzu yatza u'machzer achareihem. After they left, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rayetz went after them, and he said, I'atem zekukim lakach. We don't need that drasha that he said, that we learn from the Yimei Tahara that Nekeva is always double than those of Zachar. Because even if not for that, Shvu'ayim Karinan V'yesh Eim LeMikra. The emes is that because the Kriya is Shvu'ayim, so the Iker is the Mikra, Yesh Eim LeMikra. And that's how we know that it's 2 weeks and not 70 days. Ad Kan Divrei Gemara. Now it's Mavur from this Gemara that if we would say Yesh Eim LeMesiris, even though our Kabbalah is to read the word Shvu'ayim, the halacha would be not like that. The halacha would be that a Yeledes Nekeva is Tmeya for 70 days. And that's Mamash Apella. The Chiddush Aran, later, B'divrei HaMaskil V'Harei Yeroa, on the Avdalat Amabes, he asked the Kashe, V'zeh L'Shainai, Man did Darish Masiris, Heich Efshir Shalayachush L'Mikra HaMakubal B'Yadeinu. How is it possible for the Maan de'Omer holds Yesh Eim LeMesiris not to consider our Kabbalah that we have to read it Shvu'ayim? If that's how we were makabel Moshe Mesinai, that the proper reading of the word is Shvu'ayim, so then the halacha should be Shvu'ayim. How is it possible to say that we disregard our Kabbalah and we say that she's Tmeya for Shivim Yom? And the emes is, it's Mamish Apella. So the Chiddush Aran answers, Amar de Keteretz, says the Chiddush Aran that the emes, the word Shvu'ayim, although it's usually used to mean 2 weeks, because miyat rabim ishnayim, but by emes, the word shvuayim can be used for any multiple amount of weeks, even 10 weeks. So it comes out the kriya is not necessarily machayev that has to be 2 weeks and not 10 weeks. Just for the lack of a raya that it's anything more than 2 weeks, so we always assume miut rabbi mishnayim and it's only going to be 2 weeks. But once the Mesiris is written shivim, so there really is no steer between the Mesiris and the Mikra. The Mesiris is Megala Lamandam Yeshem Mesiris, that it's going to be 70 days, and that will be the explanation of the Shvuayim, that it's a multiple amount of weeks, 10 weeks, which equals 70 days. That's the Teretz of the Chiddush Eran. And the Chiddush Eran goes on to say that we have another mashal to that later on in the Gemara, when the Gemara discusses the Isser of Leisavashal Gedi Bachalev Imai. The Gemara brings a brisa, and it says, Bachalev Imai, so the word Ches Lamed Veiz really can be read also Chelev. Yachal B'Chelev, that's the Gemara says. Amrit Yesheim Lemikra is a raya that we say Yesheim Lemikra, and because our Kabbalah is to read it Chalev, which means the milk of, and not Chelev, meaning the fat. That's how we know that the Isser is on milk and not on chalev. Zok de Chiddush Eran, the Be'emes there also it's a Pella. How can we have a Havamina to go only with the Mesiris that it looks like the word says chalev and to ignore the Mikra HaMakubal B'Yadeinu that the proper Pirush of the Pasuk is milk and not chalev? Says the Chiddush Eran, that's another example that we have to say that there too, there really is no stira between the Mesiris and the Mikra. Why not? Zok de Chiddush Eran, because Be'emes, even if you hold the Yesheim the Mesiris and Chelev is going to be Aser, Leisavashu Gedi B'Chelev Imai, it doesn't mean that only B'Chelev Imai is going to be Aser. It means Sai Chelev Imai, Sai the milk, and Sai the Chelev will be Aser. The milk will be Aser because that's the Pirush HaMakubal B'Yadeinu. And we can't disregard the Mikra. But besides for being usher with milk, it's also going to be usher in chaylev because yesheim lemesiris as an added isser. Azoy zok de chiddush eran. Hayoytze from the chiddush eran holds that be'emes there's no way of getting around the mikra. Once we are makabel, this is the way it's meant to be read. That's definitely the pirush hapashut of the pasuk, and the inyan of yesheim lemesiris can only be used by even that it's not a stira to what's written on the pasuk. In a case of Shivim, so we can be mefarish that Shvuayim means 10 weeks. And in a case of Bechelev Imai, it means to be an added Isser, besides Shleisavash Gadi, in the milk of Imai, it's also going to be Bechelev Imai. Ad kan divrei Chedushei Haran. But the emes is, if you look, Sai and Rashi in our sugya, and Sai and Taisus in our sugya, it's clear that they don't hold like the Chedushei Haran. Rashi, in regards to the Gemara Bechelev Imai, says, B'divrei Masko Bechelev Imai, Yachol, Bechelev imai, aval bechalav mutar levashal. Zok Rashi mefurish that the havamina to say yesheim lemesiris, and we're going to look at it as if it says bechelev, means that the isra is only going to be on chelev and there'll be no isra on chalav. But I find that if you hold yesheim lemesiris, we're totally going to disregard and ignore the kriya, which is makabel biyadeinu. So we're back l'chayr to the Chiddush Eran's kasha. How's that possible? Heich efshe shle yochosh lemikra makubal b'deinu. Are we just going to ignore the pirush pasuk, how the word is read? That's the chayr shver on Rashi. V'chein mevur be'emes and Taisus b'divir maskel kulu. Taisus says that the whole machlekes of yesheim lemikra and yesheim lemesiris is only b'makim that there's a stira between the mikra and the mesiris. But b'makim where there's no stira and it's efshe l'kayim shneim, even the man d'amar that holds yesheim lemikra, he's also made the yesheim lemesiris. He says that to answer a shaila about osham talui ayein sham. Al kapanim it's yaitze from Taisvis that the ikra machlekes yesheim lemikra yesheim lemesiris is specifically b'makim where the mesiris is being seiser the mikra, and that's where the man d'amar yesheim lemikra says we stay true to the mikra, and the man d'amar yesheim lemesiris says we disregard the mikra and we only go to the mesiris. So if he ties this, we're back to the kasha of the Chiddush Eran. How could it be that the Mandam Yesheim LeMesiris says that we're not chosh to the Mikra HaMakubal B'Yadeinu? V'tzarech Leimar, the Rashi and Taisvis don't hold of the Chiddush Eran's kasha at all. Rashi and Taisvis hold that the fact that we were Makabal Maisha Mesinai, that a word in the Torah is read a certain way, that does not mean to be Messiah and to be Megala, that the word mitzar atzmai is that. When we have a Kabbalah, for example, to read a word shavuayim, the Kabbalah is not that that is the etzem word, and that is the pirush, 2 weeks. But rather, there are two inyanim nifradim legamri. There's the ksiv of the Torah, and there's the kriya of the Torah. Our Kabbalah l'maishim esinai, to read it a certain way, means that the kriya of the word is that way. The ksiv of the word could still be something else. There are two total separate tracks. One is not more of a gilui in what the etzem word is than the other. The fact that we read it a certain way just means that that's the kriya. That's not a gilui, that is the word mitzar atzmai. The kriya is that way, and the ksiva is a different way. And these two tracks always remain true. The ksiva is shivim, and the kriya is shvuayim. Now the machlekas is, when we have a discrepancy between the ksiva of the Torah and the kriya of the Torah, so which one is the ikar? The Mandamer says Yesh Eim LaMikra holds that the ikar is the kriya. So the kriya of the Torah is what's kaveya halacha lemaisa, we go with the kriya. And the ksiv is the inyan of ksiv. That's also Torah. That's also a darga of Torah. But that's not the ikar, so that's not the halacha lemaisa. And the Mandamer Yesh Eim LaMisairis holds that the ikar is the ksiv. And what's kaveya halacha lemaisa is the ksiv of the Torah. That doesn't mean that he's disregarding the kriya of the Torah. The kriya of the Torah also remains a level of Torah. But that level of Torah is not the ikar, and that's not what's kaveya halacha lemaisa. So it comes out, we have a major machlekes between the Chiddushei Aran and Rashi and Taisvis, what our perspective should be on the Kabbalah lemaisa, how to read certain words in the Torah. The Chiddushei Aran holds that if we're makabel, the word is read this way, that means that's the word, and there's no way to disregard that. We can, the Mandam Yeshem, the Masaris, can add to that. He can say, besides for that, there's other things. Or the Masaris could be Magala, a new Pirish in the Kriya, that it's Shvuaya means a multiple amount of weeks, and it's 10 weeks. But there's no way to disregard the Kriya, because the Kriya is Kaveh, that this is the Etzem word itself. That's the Chiddushei Aran's Shita. But Rashi and Taisus clearly hold not like that. Rashi and Taisus clearly hold that there are two levels in the Torah. There's the Ksiv of the Torah, and there's the Kriya of the Torah. And both are true. Two tracks. Now the Machlaikas is, which one's the Iker? And the Manda Amr Yesh Eim LaMikra holds that the Iker is the Kriya, and that's what's Kaveh Alach LaMaisa. And the Manda Amr Yesh Eim LaMasiris holds that what's Kaveh LaMaisa, the Iker is the Ksiv. And it doesn't mean that he's disregarding the Kriya. The Kriya is Eicha Torah, but it's not the Iker, and that's not the Halach LaMaisa of the Torah. Mimela, Rashi could hold that the Manda Amr Yesh Eim LaMasiris says that even though the Kriya is Bachalevimai, which means milk, but the Iker is the Ksiv, and the Ksiv looks like Chalif. And Taisus could hold that only when there's a stira, that's where there's a machlaikis. When there's no stira, so both of them are the ikar. The ksiv is the ikar, and the kriya is the ikar. But the makam where there's a stira and we have to choose one, then the ikar is going to be l'man amr yesh eim l'masairis, the ksiv, and l'man amr yesh eim l'mikra, the mikra. And the emes is, we can be maisif, that sometimes we find a level of kriya, which be'emes has no shaychis b'chlal to what's written in the Torah. And that's b'makim kriya ksiv. For example, we find the word in the Teichacha, yud shin gimel lamed nun he, as if it says yishgalena. But the kriya is yishkavena. So when we read yishkavena, is that the proper pronunciation of the word in the Torah that's written yud shin gimel lamed nun he? Or do we say that the kriya is something totally different and it has no shaykhas to the word that's written in the Torah? So if you look in the Brisker Rav, in Chidushei, Moran Rizal Levi, on Chumash, Parshas Shemais, he says over there that by every kriya ksiv, the kriya has no shaykhas to the word that's written in the Torah. There's a Kabbalah l'maishim esinai that this is what we have to say, this is what we have to read, even though it doesn't reflect at all what's written in the Torah, and it's be'etzim as if we're reading that word balpeh, ayen sham. So we see that there's a level of kriya which not necessarily b'chalal has a shaykhas to the word, and it's definitely not taiching up and being magala that that's the word. So too, we can say, on a softer level, l'gabi arasugya, that the fact we have a way to read a word, not by a kriya ksiv, it does have a shaykhas to the word that's written, but a kalpanim that does not mean to say that this is the word. There are two levels to the word. There's the ksiv of the word, and there's the kriya of the word. Adkan, shtickle number one, in the general inyan of the machlekes Yeshem LeMikra and Yeshem LeMasiris. Now let's go on to the next shtickle. The Gemara goes on to explain the sheet of Beis Shammai that holds Yesh Em LeMikra, that Mavur from this that Beis Shammai says in the Mishnah and Zvachim that a Korban Chatos L'chatchila needs Arba Matanais Al Arba Kronais, four separate Matanais, and B'di'eved Shtei Matanais is enough. How does Beis Shammai get this Cheshbon? So Beis Shammai darshens, because it says three times the word Karnais, the Kriya of Karnais is Mashma Rabim to Karnais. So three times Karnais, Harekan Sheish. So we use Arba LeMitzvah, V'shtayim LeAkev. That's the Raya that Beis Shammai holds, Yesh Em LeMikra. Beis Hillel, however, holds that a Korban Chatos, L'chatchila needs Arba Matanis, and B'di'evet, even one Matan is enough. How does Beis Hillel learn this? So the Gemara says, because Beis Hillel holds Yesh Em LeMesayres. And the words Karnois, which are written in various places, L'gabe Korban Chatos, one time it's written with a Vav. So the Mesayres is read, Karnois, B'Lashon Rabim, that it's two Karnois. And two times it's written, Karnois without a Vav, as if it says Karnas HaMizbeach, which is Mashma, a single Karen. So once Karnois and twice Karnas equals Arba. Those are the Arba, which are the mitzvah. So we don't have an extra two to tell us that we need Shtayim La'akev, so we remain by default of Achas La'akev. It's mavur from this Gemara that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a clear Mesayres as to where Karnois is written with a Vav and where Karnois is written without a Vav. The Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel just is, do we go according to the Mikra, do we go according to the Mesayres? But the Fi Beis Hillel that you go according to the Mesayres, that's based upon the fact that we know that Karnois is written once in the Torah with a Vav and twice without a Vav. Now we have to understand the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, says that Rabbi Yosef said, "Anan le bekiyin bechaseres v'yaseres." We lost the Mesayra as to which words are written male with a vav, and which words are written chaser without a vav. So how could it be that the Gemara over here is able to darshan where it says a vav and where it doesn't say a vav? L'chayre anan le bekiyin bechaseres v'yaseres. And this Shaila B'emes we could ask on the next two Manda Amram of the Gemara as well. The Gemara brings down the Shita of Reb Shimon. He says in regards to Sukkah that you need four walls, Shalish Kelchason or Raviyah Safilu Tefach. Reb Shimon also holds Yesh Em LeMikra because it says in the Torah three times the word Basukais. So the first time that it says Basukais, that you need Legufe, we don't darshan it. But the second two times that it says Basukais, and we read it B'Lashon Rabim, which is Mashma 2, is Mavur, twice Basukais, that you need four walls. However, the Rabbanon, that they hold Yesh Em LeMesayres, they darshan that two of the times that it says Basukais, it says it without a Vav. So one Basukais, you need Legufe. The second two Basukais, one with a Vav and one without a Vav, equals 3. So here also we see that the Gemara, the Tanoim, are being medayik from the fact that sometimes the Torah says Basukais with a Vav, and sometimes it says without a Vav. It's mashma that they were Bekian and they had the Mesayris of Chaseris v'Yaseris. That again is Shver, from this that Rabbi Yosef says in Kedushin Daflamid, Anan le Bekian b'Chaseris v'Yaseris. And the same question again we could ask from Shitas Rabbi Kiva v'Rabbanon. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Kiva holds that Revias Dam, that comes out from two separate Mesim, is Metame Ba'oil, because it says, I'll call Naf Shois Mes, and we read it, B'Lashon Rabim. Mashma, even a shear of Dam that comes from a Rabim of Mesim. However, the Rabbanon argue, and they say the Revias has to come out of one single Mace, because Naf Shois is written without a Vav, Naf Shas Ksiv, and they hold Yesh Em LeMesayres. So that's how we know that it has to be one single mace. Here again, it's mavur that the Tanoim were baki whether it said nafshes with a vav or without a vav. Again, that's shver from Shitas Rabbi Yosef that says anan lebekian bechaseris v'yaseris. So the emes is like this: the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Amud Vav he taines that bizmanenu, there's no more mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Why not? Because Rabbi Yosef says, anam lebikim b'chaseres v'yaseres. So it comes out that our sefer Torah have some missing letters or some extra letters, chaser instead of male, male instead of chaser. I bizay our sefer Torah are psulim anyway. So the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is not shaykh to be makayim bizmanenu. So the mitzvah is memela, not shaykh today. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Siman Tav Reish Yud Gimel does not want to accept such a possibility. And he says, Chas V'Shalom, to say that there's something missing from Torah Selikim Chaim. Bevadai le'nishkach afilu kechot asayra me'adin u'beprat d'negei le'mitzvah saseh shal ksiva sefer Torah. Chas V'Shalom shetesbatel mitzvah saseh shal b'Torah. Minchas Chinuch does not want to accept that bizmanenu it was nesbatel and it's impossible to be makayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. The Shagas Aryeh has a good point. The Gemara says anan lebikin b'chaseres v'yaseres. Zok the Minchas Chinuch that be'emes we have to differentiate between two kinds of chaseres v'yaseres. One kind of chaseres v'yaseres is like an our sugya where there's an afkamina in the pirush of the word if there is a vav or there's no vav. Karnais with a vav means two karnais. Karnas without a vav means one. Sukais with a vav is lashon rabim. Without a vav is lashon yachid. And the same thing with nafshais with a vav and without a vav. So if there's nafkamina in the pirush amilas, that's takam akiv. Zag de Minchas Chinuch, not only l'man da'amr yesh'em l'mesayris, where we say that the fact that it's written without a vav is actually going to be understood with lashon yachid, but even l'man da'amr yesh'em l'mikra, which Alpi Halacha paskins like the Kriya, as if it has a Vav, but Lemaisa, if there's a Mesiris Lemaisha Mesinai to write it, Bitsura, that it looks like it's only a Lashon Yachid, so the Torah wants that the Ksiva should be Bitsura of Lashon Yachid, and that's Ma'akiv. Although La Halacha, we're going to go with the Kriya anyway, but the level of Torah, which is Ksiva, the Ksiva has to be a Yachid. This kind of Chaseris V'Yaseris is ma'akiv in the kashrus of the Sefer Torah, and avada zok de Minchas Chinuch, these chaseres v'yaseres which are ma'akiv, nobody ever forgot. Not the Tanoim and not the Amiroim. However, there's another kind of chaseres v'yaseres. Those are chaseres v'yaseres which don't affect the pirush of the word b'chlal. For example, the name Aaron, if you write it with a vav or without a vav. It's those chaseres v'yaseres which are not ma'akiv b'chlal in the kashrus of the Sefer Torah. And it's only in regards to those chaseres v'yaseres, which Rabbi Yosef said, anan lebikin v'chaseres v'yaseres. So lefi the Minchas Chinuch, we have an answer to our original kasha. And the emes is that this concept of the Minchas Chinuch is machalik between two kinds of chaseres v'yaseres, that one kind is ma'akiv in the kashas of the Sefer Torah, and one kind isn't. We find a very similar approach in the Rishonim. The Tshuvas HaRashba, in Tshuvas HaMiuchasis, Siman Reish Lamed Beis, and also the Meiri in his Sefer Kira Sefer on Hilchas Stam, in Maimer Beis, Perek Gimel, they say that we have to differentiate between Chaseris V'Yaseris, which make a difference LaHalacha, and Chaseris V'Yaseris, which don't make a difference LaHalacha. They're going Al Pi Halacha that we Paskin Yesh'em L'Mesayris. So according to the Psak Halacha, we hold, for example, like Beis Hillel and Hilchis Chatos, that we darshan the fact that Karnes is written twice Mole and once Chaser, Lahalacha. And so too we paskin like the Rabbanon, that we darshan the fact that Basukas is written twice Chaser and once Mole, V'chulu. So the Chaseris V'Yaseris, which make a Nafkamina Lahalacha L'maise, they are Ma'akiv in the Ksiva Sefer Torah. Whereas the Chaseris V'Yaseris, which make no nafkamina la'alacha, those are l'chatchila, you're supposed to do them, but it's possible to have a kosher sefer Torah even if we make a mistake in those chaseres v'yaseres. So it's a little bit different than the Minchas Chinuch, because the Minchas Chinuch says the ikar is if it makes a nafkamina in the pirush amilas, and therefore we can say so even l'man d'omar yeshem l'mikra. However, the Rashba and the Meiri sound like they're only saying it if there's a nafkamina la'alacha, like how we pask in the Mandamar Yesh Eim L'Maseiris. But Akapanim, the Iker concept, that not all Chaseris V'Yaseiris are created equal, that there's a makar to from the Rishayim. And we can add, even according to those Rishayim, that it's possible to say, Ke'ein what the Minchas Chinuch said, that this that Rabbi Yosef says, Anan lebekin v'chaseres v'yaseres, those are only in the chaseres v'yaseres that are not ma'akim in the kashrus of the Sefer Torah. Because like the Minchas Chinuch points out, it's difficult to believe that the Tanoim and the Amiroim would have not made it their business to remember how to write a kosher Sefer Torah. How could it be that they just forgot from one generation to the other the Chaseres V'Yaseres? It's only possible to believe that that happened in regards to the Chaseres V'Yaseres, which are not Ma'akiv Lahalacha. So Memela, our Gemara is Miyushiv. These Chaseres V'Yaseres, which the Mandar Miyashem L'Maseres is darshening, they're Ma'akiv and they were never forgotten. And that has no shaykhus to where Rabbi Yosef says that Anan Levikin v'chaseres v'yaseres, because those are only in regards to the chaseres v'yaseres that are not ma'akiv in the kashrus of the Sefer Torah. Now, to be mashlim this inyan, we're going to skip for a minute to Gemara later on Amud Beis, which talks about tefillin. The Gemara says, that Rabbi Shmuel says, that the makar to the fact that we have four parshias in the tefillin shel Rosh is because it says the word L'taytof is three times, twice chaser without a vav, and once male with a vav. So L'taytof is, which are chaser, is mashma L'taytofas, which is a lashon yachid. L'taytofais, which is written with a vav, lashon rabim, is mashma too. And we hold yesh em l'masayris. So that's the makar that we have for parshias. Now there's a big shail in the Rishayim. What does it mean when the Gemara says two are written chaser and one is written malay? Taisva says that if you look in our Sefer Torah, all of them are written chaser, meaning without a vav, between the last fe and the sof. None of them are written ba'ifin that it says l'tafais with a final vav, which would be mashma b'lashon rabim. So the chayrut should come out that if you hold the Yesh'em l'masayris, you should only need three parashias. And Taisva's answer is two terutzim. The first teretz of Taisus is that when the Gemara says it's male, the Gemara is referring to the fact it says ula taitafais, with a vav in the beginning of the word taitafais. And there's a klal that we can be gairin vav shabarosh hateva and umaisifin besaif hateva. In certain scenarios, there's a mahalach of drasha where we take a vav that's written in the beginning of the word and you stick it in towards the end of the word. So it's as if it says l'taytafais with a vav at the end between the last fe and the sof. That's Taisus' first pshat, b'shem diyesh mefarshim. Taisus says another pshat, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, a similar pshat but different, that l'taytafais, that vav, is mashma and l'taytafais, it's mashma that it's referring to the fact that there's another taytafais besides. So that tells us that there's two. Akapanim, bottom line, the Shitas HaTaisvis, the correct way to write a Sefer Torah, is without a vav between the fe and the sof, in all the three places that the word L'taytafis appears. However, Rashi says not like that. Rashi says that in the Parsha of Shema, and in the Parsha of V'hayaki Aviyacha, there we write L'taytafis without a vav between the fe and the sof. Mashenken, in the Parsha of V'hayim Shemaya, the proper way to write it is with a vav between the vav and the sof. Now the metzias is, like Taisa says, that in our chumashim it doesn't appear with a vav in any of the three places. Zok de minchas chinuch bishlam lefi Taisvis our sefer Torah are kosher. But lefi Rashi holds that al pi the Gemara, really there's meant to be a vav between the fe and the sof. Now that vav makes an afkamina and pshat, because that's what makes it L'taytafas b'mashma b'loshen rabim, which from there we darshan that you need four parshias. So im kain, l'fi Rashi, that vav is going to be ma'akiv in the kashrus of the Sefer Torah. Not only will it be ma'akiv in the kashrus of the Sefer Torah, it's going to be ma'akiv in the kashrus of the tefillin that we wear. So Ebezai, frek de minchas chinuch, l'fi Rashi should come out that all our tefillin are puzzle and we're never makayim mitzvah's tefillin. And the truth is, so too in regards to mezuzah. Our mezuzahs, which don't have a vav in between the fe and the sof of L'taytafais in the parish of Ahayim Shemaya, are psulim according to Shitas Rashi, and the Mechaz Chinuch remains tzarech iyun. The fi Rashi, our tefillin and our mezuzah are pasul. But akapanim, We definitely have Taisus, Hashem Diyash Mefarshim, Rabbeinu Tam, to be Saimachan, and he quotes the Torah as bringing many Rishayim that say that Ultai Tafis is written without a final Vav between the last Fe and the Saf. Ad Kan Divrei HaMinchas Chinuch. So it comes out that the Minchas Chinuch is satisfied that our Sifrei Torah are kosher, and our Tefillin and Mezuzos are kosher lefi Rav Rishayim. But L'chaire, there's a very strong Ha'ara over here on the Minchas Chinuch. If you look in the Gilyan on our Gemara, on the Avdal and Aleph, where the Gemara says that Karnois is written twice Chaser and once Malay, the Gilyan says that B'chala Chumashim V'tikunim, Gam B'Mesaira, Karnois Chaser Ksiv. That in all the Chumashim and the Kunim in our Sifrei Torah, Karnois is written all three times Chaser. And the MS is, it's not just a Gilyan, but Reb Kivya Eger in Gilyan Ashas, in Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, counts out many places that our Svarim, our Sifrei Torah, our Tanakh, differ from the way the words are brought down in Shas. And he brings down also that this that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Dalet, that Karnois, in one of the places, is written Malay, says Rav Kivya Eger, B'Sefer Torah Shalonu, Ksiv Chaser. So L'chaire, it should come out that our Sifrei Torah, and like Rav Kivya Eger, who preceded the Minchas Chinuch, is Meyid, that the Sifrei Torah in his day also are written Karnois Chaser all three times, Ushalai Kedivrei Gemara, and the Fida Gemara, the Sifrei Torah should be puzzled. Because Karnois is a prime example of a Malay that's Ma'akiv. Because it makes enough Kamina in Taich, like the Minchas Chinuch says, and it makes enough Kamina L'Halacha, like according to the Rajba, because it's from there that we learn, Shitas Beis Hillel, that Arba Matanis Achatrila, and only one La'akiv B'Diavid. This is a Mari de Kapella. It should come out that all our Sifrei Torah are puzzled without any Mehalach to be Machshadam. I posed this question to Kama Tamid Chachamim in the field, and I have not yet received a satisfactory answer. Tzarech in Gadol u'mitzvah gedayla liyashev. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, if revius dam that comes from two separate mesim, and you want to be mitzarev part of a revius from one mace, and the other part of a revius from another mace, whether or not that's metame ba'ayol. Rabbi Kiva holds that revius dam shiyatzim eshnei mesim is metame ba'ayol, because it says, I'll call nafshois meis. Nafshois is Lashon Rabim. And the Rabbanon hold, nafshas ksiv. It's written in the Torah without a vav. And they hold Yeshem the Mesiris. So nafshas is mashma, one single nefesh. Therefore, a revius dam is only metama v'ayol if the entire revius comes out of one single mes. But two parts of a revius from two separate meisim are not mitzdarif. Now, Taisus with Devir Maschel Menayin L'Revius Dam brings down a klal that's mevor in the Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin Zayin and the Gemara in Menachos of Kuf Dalet, that Dam is Choshev Kabasar. And based on this Yisoid, that Dam is Choshev Kabasar, the Gemara in those two places says that it's Poshet, that a Revius of Dam, of a Nevela, is Metame, just like a Kazayas of Basar Nevela. Why? Because the Gemara says that is a scientific configuration that says that if a revius dam would congeal, would be nikrash, would come out to be the size of a kazayas. So because of that, it's pashat that a revius dam is tame, just like a kazayas basar, because dam is be'etzem chashav kabasar, it's just liquid form. Based on the sight of those gemaras, Taisus asks two very strong questions. One kasha Taisus asks is an arasugya. That lefidur abanan, that revius dam mishnei meitzim is not metame, why is that any different than two chatzai zesim of two meitzim, which is metame? We don't find anywhere in Shas that we can't be mitzdarif two parts of a kazayas from two separate meitzim. That's pashit, that the two chatzai zesim are yeah mitzdarif, the tame bayil. So im kain, two chatzai revius from two meitzim should be no different, because dam is chashiv kabasar. That's Taisus' first kasha. Another question Taisus asks is because the Gemara in Chulin, the Fayin Beis, needs a pasuk to teach us that dam of a mace is metame ba'ayol. The Gemara learns it from the pasuk that says, Hanegea v'meis b'nefesh, Ezehu nefesh al adam shemetame, Havi Omer is revius dam. The pasuk of nefesh is teaching us that dam is metame. Frek Taisvis, again, why do we need a pasuk that dam of a mace is metame b'ayil? Why should that be any different from the klal of dam chashiv kabasar, which we find in regards to nevela? Those are Taisvis's two questions. And for Taisvis, that the emes is, there's a Gemara Masech Tanida Dafnun Hei that says, in regards to Tumas mace, that the only chelik of a mace that's metame is only something which is ein gizoy machlef. Only something that if we would remove that part from a human being's guf, that the guf would not grow another one of those. And the only reason why an aver or a piece of a mace is metame is only because mekaymai nase tzalekes, which means to say that if we remove a piece of a human being's guf, that place will scar over and heal itself, but it will not grow another aver. So therefore, the halach is that that piece is metame b'tumas mace. Says Taisus, according to that understanding, dam should never be able to have tumas mace, because the metzias of dam is that if we remove dam from a human being's guf, that the guf will generate another supply of dam. It is gizay machlif. So therefore, the criteria of tumas mace is not met in regards to dam, because dam is not mekayim nasa tzalekes like every other piece of basar of a adam, but rather it's gizay machlif. So therefore, be'emes menasvara, it should not have tumas meis bachlal. And even though the klal is true that dam is chashav kebasar, but akalpanim it has to meet the same tnayim that basar has, which is en gizay machlif. And because dam is gizay machlif, it would not be tamei bachlal if not for a special gzeres hakasuf. Memela says Taisvis, that's why the Gemara in Chulin needs an extra special gzeres hakasuf of nefesh to teach you that dam is yametame, to tell you that even though it's be'emes gizay machlif, nevertheless there is a tuma to the dam of a mace. Zok Taisvis weiter, that now that we have the gzeres hakasuf of nefesh, which tells us the dam of a mace is also metame, so now we're back to the klal of dam chashav kebasar. So be'emes, Rabbi Kiva doesn't need a special gzeres hakasuf of nefashos to teach us that shtei chatzai revias of shnei mesim is metame, because it's no worse than shnei chatzai zesim of basar, which is mitzdarif, because dam is chashav kebasar. And when the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva holds its metame because it says nefashos, the Gemara just means to say that l'refi Rabbi Kiva, that it's yesh em lamikra, so we don't have a miyut to be memayit that it's not metame. Rather, remain with the default that dam is chashav kebasar, and it is metame. It's only according to the Rabbanan that they say yesh em lamasiris, and they're medayik from the fact that the Torah says nefashos without avav, mashma lashon yachid, that they say there's a special gzeres hakasuf to teach us that dam is not going to be metame if we're going to be mitzaref from shnei mesim. That's an extra chiddush. But be'emes, the pashtus is going to be that it is mitzaref. Hayotze from this taisvis is that be'emes is a klal of dam chashav kebasar. The only reason why we need any special gzeres hakasuf is only because it doesn't meet the regular requirements of ein gezei machlif. But once we have the pasuk of nefesh and chulin dafayin beis, now we're back to the klal of dam chashav kebasar. The fact that Rabbi Kiva says that shnei chatzai revias are mitztarif, that's the pashtus. That doesn't need an extra gzeres hakasuf. And the Rabbanan machadish that there's an extra gzeres hakasuf to be memayit, that two parts of a revias are not mitztarif. Now, according to Taisvis, if we were to think, where does a sheer revias come by a dam from a mes, the answer would be pashit. Because now that the Torah is magale, the dam of a mes is metame, the site of why it's metam is because dam chashav kebasar. So just like the Gemara says in regards to nevela, that there's a configuration where a revias of dam, if it's nikrash, that would end up being the shear of a kezias of basar. So that klal applies to dam of a mes as well. So if we want to know how much dam is metame by a mes, it's a revias because that's parallel to a kezias of basar, and dam is chashav kebasar. And that's pashat. But if you look in Rashi in Arasugya, Rashi says clearly not like that. Rashi says the reason why a revias of dam is metame, so Rashi with the Vermaskal revias, he shir chiyusay shal adam, because a revias dam has the chiyus of adam. Ubelavachi le ikri meis achiyehebay shir misa. Says Rashi, the only time a dam is called a meis is only if it's a revius of dam, because a revius of dam has in it the shear of a nefesh, because a person could live off a revius dam. So when we remove a revius dam from a guf, that revius dam, that has the nefesh, and that has a chashivus of a mess. And as I state also in Rashi and Chulun Daf Ayin Beis, v'zel ha-shayner, revius haluk dam, chaye ha-odam tluyen bay, shebekach humiskayim. The chayim of a person is taluy in a revius of dam, because a person could live with a revius of dam. Therefore, the revius dam is what has a shem nefesh. Therefore, if we take out a revius of dam of a mes, that has a shem nefesh and a shem mes, and that's the shir that's metama. So it's mevor from Rashi that he disagrees with Taisvis. Rashi holds that we don't say dam chashiv kebasar, because if the aside of the tumma of dam of a mes would be because dam chashiv kebasar, then the reason why the shir would be revius would be simply because there's an equation that says a revius dam that's nikrash, that is the shir of kezias. The fact that Rashi has to search for an extra svara because a revius dam is chaye adam tluyim by, and that's a shem nefesh and a shem mes, is mevor that Rashi holds that the fact that dam of a mes is metame is from a new din, and it's not machmas the fact that dam is chashav kabasar. What's the pshat that Rashi holds that we need a new din? L'chayra Taisus is correct that revius dam of a mes should be no different than what we find by revius dam of nevelu. So l'chayra, the answer is gufa from what Taisus brings. Taisus says that be'emes, by basar of a mes, there's a klal that it's only mitame if en gezei machlif, kemavur in the Gemara in Nida Dafnan Hay. So really, we need a new gzeres akasif to be machadish, that dam which is gezei machlif is also mitame when a mes. And just Rashi and Taisus disagree, now that there's a gzeres akasif of nefesh in the Gemara in Chulun Daf Ayin Beis, what is the taich of that gzeres akasif? Taisus holds that the gzeres akasif is being magala, that the klal that we find the basar min ames, that it has to be en gizay machlif, does not apply to dam. And dam, even though it's gizay machlif, also has the tumas basar. So at the end of the day, it's just a gilui milsa, and we're back to the klal, the dam chashav kebasar. However, Rashi holds that no, because it's gizay machlif, so it's mufka from having the tumah of basar. Now that there's a kasa that says dam is metame, it's from a new din. It's because ki hadam hu anefesh. There's a shem nefesh and a shem mes in the dam itself, not mitzad the fact that dam is chashav kebasar, because imi shema wouldn't be metame because it's gezei machlif. Now that there's a new din that dam is metame, so we need a new svara, why it needs to be a revius. And the svara to that is, because minei ubei, the lima that dam is metame, is because it has a shem nefesh, and the shear of nefesh is a revius, because chaya adam art luyin bay, so that's the makar, that revius of dam is the shear legabe tumas dam min hames. That's the Bira Machlekes, Rashi, and Taisvis. Now, there's a third sheet over here, which is the sheet that's arrived, according to the Biur of Kama Achrainim. Now, the klal in Tumas Oihel is that if we have two Chatzoy Zaysim of a mess that are in underneath one oihel, even though the two Chatzoy Zaysim are not Mechuber at all, nevertheless, because the oihel is Mahil over a sheer Sholem of a Kazayas, so that place has Tumas Oyel. However, Zok the Ravid in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Dal Lach Yud Gimel, that cloud does not apply to a Revius Dam. If you have a Revius Dam that's Nechlak, it's not Mechuber, even though the Oyel is Mahil over an entire Revius, but because the Revius is in two parts, it's not going to be Tame. And the Ravid is Masber, Vizel Shainai, Vahatam, Mipnei Shur Revius Dam Nikra Nefesh. Shehu shir nafshe shal katan. Ve'einoi nefesh elim kein hu mechuber. We only consider a revius dam to be a nefesh if it's mechuber. But if it's in two parts, so zil hacha it's not a nefesh, and zil hacha it's not a nefesh. That's the divrei haravid. Now the achrayinim are maksha on this ravid, ayin b'miktash david, simen memtes, and other achrayinim. The lechayit is a klal and taharis that chiburei adam is not a chibur. Which means to say, any time we need something to be mechuber, if a person manually is mechaber two parts, that's not a chibur. It has to be a natural chibur. Imkain, it comes out, the Ravid who holds that revius is not metame ba'ayil only if the revius is mechuber, it has to be that naturally the revius is mechuber, and it came out of the mace, ba'ayfin that it's mechuber, and not that it came out of the mace in two parts and then someone went ahead and put the two parts together. It has to be a revias dam that meikaroi was mechuber. Imkain fregen d'achreinim, how could Rabbi Kiva possibly hold that shtei chatzoy revias from two separate mesim is metame? L'chayre, even two chatzoy revias from one mace wouldn't be metame b'chay gavne. If the Ravid's shita is that it's einen nefesh elam kain hu mechuber, so mehai taima, we need that the revias dam should be mechuber meikaroi. That's impossible if the revias dam is coming from two separate mesim. So how's it possible for Rabbi Kiva to say that shnei chatzoy revias m'shnei mesim is tame? That's the big kasha that the Mikdash David and others ask on the Ravid. So the Stipler in Kehilas Yaakov says a beautiful teretz. We mentioned before a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis in the Yisoid of Tumas Dam Minames. Lefi Taisvis, just like we find a klal in regards to Nevela that Dam is Choshev Kabasar, that is the Yisoid of Dam of a Mes that's Metame. We need a Xeris Akosov and Chulun Defayan Beis to teach us that Dam is Metame Kabasar because it's Gizay Machlef. But once we have the Xeris Akosov, Dam of a Mes also has the klal of Dam Choshev Kabasar, and it's Metame mitzad the fact that a Revias Dam, if it's Nikrash, will be a Kazayas like Basar. That's Lefi Taisus. Whereas Lefi Rashi, Be'emes, Dam doesn't qualify to be Metame like Basar, and the fact that Dam of a Mes is Metame is not mitzad Dam is Chashav Kabasar, but mitzad a new Gzeres HaKosav of Dam having a Shem Nefesh, and that's totally in the shear of Revias. So that was a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Zuck the Stipler, the Ravid holds that this Gufa is the site of the Machlekes of Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanon, whether or not Shnei Chatzoi Revias of Shnei Mesim is Metame. How does that come out to be? So the Kehilas Yaakov is Metzayin, a Gemara and another Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara says, in regards to a Shedra of a Golgailas of a Mes, which is Metame Ba'ayel, that if we have two halves of a Shedra of a Golgailas from two separate Mesim, the Halach is going to be that they're not Mitztarif to be Metame Ba'ayel. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, that says, two chatzoy revias dam are yamitztarif, and even though it's also true that kuli yama is maide, that two chatzoy zayas of basar from two separate mesim is mitztarif, but shedra v'gulgailas from two mesim are not mitztarif to have the din of shedra v'gulgailas. The stipers mitzayin, the kapas tamar m'msech the yuma, daf pei alef, that's metame. Why should they not be mitztarif? There's a klal that says, anytime we have two parts of something that's metame, and those two parts both are temasan shave and shiurim shave, so they can be mitzdarf biyachad, which is why chatzik azayis basar and chatzik azayis basar from two separate mesim are mitzdarf, because they are temasan v'shiurim shave. So too, we should say the same klal in regards to a gulgailis and a shedra. So Zuck the Stipler, the answer is, and he brings down that the Chazon Ish also says Karev Lazeh, because the klal that says the kol tumasi v'shirei shava are mitzdarif, that's only a halacha in regards to a shiur. If we have a shiur of a kazayas, so we need something to make up the full shiur of a kazayas. So if it's tumasi v'shirei shava, it's mitzdarif to the shiur kazayas. But the halacha from shedra v'gulgailas is not an inyan of shiur, but rather shedra v'gulgailas has a din like a meis shalem. The Shedra v'Gulgailas, because of their significance in the buildup of a guf, they have a din of a meis shalem. And to have a din of a meis shalem, that you can only have mimeis echad. Chatzi meis from one guf and chatzi meis from a different guf don't turn out to be a meis shalem. Zil hachaleka meis, v'zil hachaleka meis. So that's the klal. When we're talking about something like basar, which the inyan of kazayis is just to have a shir chashav, so we can have two different pieces of basar which are mitzdarf biyachad to be mashal l'shir. But when we're talking about something like a shedra of a gulgailas, that you wanted to have a shem of a chefza of a mes, it's not possible to be mitzdarf from two separate mesim to give it a shem mes echad. Memela zok the Stipler, hafla v'fela. Now that we have a gzeris akosav in chulun daf ayin beis of nefesh to tell us that dam of a mes is metama, there are two ways to understand. Either we could say, dam is chashev kabasar, and the inyan of Revius is just to have a shear, like we said before, Shita Sataisvis. Or we could say that Dam has a din of a mess because it's a nefesh, like we said in Shitas Rashi. The Ravid holds that what's going to teach us that Gufa is the Machloikis of Rabbi Kiva of Rabbanon, if Shnei Chatzoi Revius Mishnei Mesem is Mitztaref. Lefi Rabbi Kiva, that says Yesh Eim LeMikra, and we say Nefashais, which teaches us that Shnei Chatzoi Revius from two separate Mesem is Mitztaref. So then the Pashas is going to be that it's a Gilui Hakra, the Dam of a mess is back to the Halacha of Dam Chashev Kebasar. So we only need a shear of Revius. So anytime we just need a shear of Revius, so you can be Mitztaref from two separate Mesem, because Kol Shashi Urei V'Tumasei Shavin is Mitztaref. But Lefi the Rabban, the Torah is Megala with the Yesh Eim LeMasiris, that it says Nafshas, without a Vav, and it's Mashma that has to come from one Nefesh. What the Torah is teaching us there is that the aside of Tumas Dam by Emes is mitzad the fact that Dam is Chashiv Kemes. Dam has a Shem Mes mitzad Atzmai because it's a Shem Nefesh. Therefore, that's why the halacha is, like the Torah is Megala, that it has to come from one single Nefesh and it can't be mitzad from Shem Mason. Because just like Shidrav Gogailas, we say, in order to have a Shem Mes, it has to be Mimes Echad. So to be Dam, in order to have a Shem Mes, it has to be Mimes Echad. And if it comes from two separate Mason, we'll say Zil Hachalekames, Vizil Hachalekames. So Rabbi Kiva holds it's a din of Dam Chashav Kebasar, and the Rabbanon hold it's because a Revius Dam has a Shem Nefesh and a Shem Mes. Now let's go back to the din of the Ravid, that the Ravid says that a Revius Shenechlak is not Metama Ba'ayel, and we'll understand that a Vada the Ravid is Maide, that the Fish Shitas Rabbi Kiva that says that you could have a Chatzi Revius from two Mesim, and the Seyda Dvarim is because it's Damas Chashav Kebasar, and you just need to be Mashlim, the Shear of a Kazayas. So Vada, it doesn't have to be Mechuber. It could be Nechlak also, because just like two Shtei Chatzai Basar, if they're Nechlak, but if one oil goes on both of them, it's a Shear, it's Mitzaref the Shear, and it's Metame. So too, if one oil goes over two Chatzai Revius, it's also going to be Metame. But this that the Ravid says, that Dam is, that's Nechlak is Tahar, it's because we paskin like the Rabbanan. And the Yisrael of the Rabbanan is that the din of Dam of Mes is because it has a Shem Nefesh. Im Kain Zok derived, just like the Rabbanan say that you can't be Mitztarif two Chatzai Revius from two Mesim, the Emes is that Mehai Taim Agufe, you can't be Mitztarif two Chatzai Revius even from one Nefesh. Because like the Ravid says, B'lashaynai, Einai Nefesh Elim Kain Humachuber. So based on the Lumdus of the Rabbanan, that it's an inyan that a Revius Dam has a Shem Nefesh and a Shem Mes, the Ravid understood that it has to be not just from one single mess, but also Mechuber Meikarei. That's the beer of the stipler in this Shitas HaRavid. Now the emes is that even after all this, it's still Ksas Dochuk in Divya Rabbanan, because the Pashas of the Braise is Mashma, that the Rabbanan are only Makbid, on Revius Dam Shiyotze Mishnei Mesim, that it's not Metameh. But if it's mitzdarf a meis echad, it's mashmal pi pashtus, that it is mitzdarf. So you have to say that the Ravid is going to be mefarish. The fact that the Braisa chose Revius Dam Shiyotze Mishnei Mesim is lahidia koichet shel Rabbi Kiva, that lefi Rabbi Kiva even Shnei Mesim is going to be metame. And the reason is because nefashais yeshem lemikra is mashmer Shnei Mesim. Of course, if Mishnei Mesim is metame, so you don't need that it should be mechuber and it could be Revius Dam Shenechlak. But lefi the Rabbanan, the darshan yeshem lemesayrus, that it's mashmim from one single nefesh, from there be'emes it's a gilui, that it's a whole different lumdus, that the lumdus is because it has a shem nefesh, and memela will understand by ourselves to take it weiter, like the Ravid says, that einay nefesh, elim kein hu mechuber. Hayyotze, if we want to understand what's the aside of the tumah of a revius dam and emes, so we have three shitas. Shitas Taisvus is that it's Dam Hu Kebasar. Shitas Rashi is that it's Halacha because Dam has a Shem Nefesh. And Shitas Haravid is that those same two Shitas are Mitli Tali in the Machlekes, Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanon. Ad kan des Shtikl, ad kan des Shir from Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shirim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.